Here is a verse for you, first of all, and it's in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. It's a very short verse, and it's so short that, well, I will ask a boy or a girl to read it. Is someone going to read 1 Peter 5, 7 for me this morning? Anybody going to volunteer? Nice to see you all looking up. It'd be nicer to see somebody standing up. Who's going to do it? Anyone? Come, come. Before I fall asleep, waiting for you. Who's going to do it? You all grown shy. Ah, there you are. Good girl. Go ahead. Good. Would you read that one again? Not because you didn't read it well, but because some people maybe weren't listening. Would you do it again for me? Good. Right. Good. That's fine. All right. Now, if I told you that my object lesson today is an egg, all right, and I also have a biscuit underneath this lectern, an egg and a biscuit. Are you thinking? Could you put two and two together and tell me what kind of bird I'm going to talk about? An egg and a biscuit. Think about that, all right? Tick, 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 creak, creak, creak. Can I hear you thinking? Am I going to have a go? Now, as soon as I show there's somebody's hand just go do, 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 do. You're going to put it up. You're going to have a go. What kind of bird am I going to talk about? An egg and a biscuit. Mighty problem, Derek, isn't it? I'm going to come to Derek in a minute and ask him. Don't hurry up. Right. Well, I'm going to show you the biscuit. I thought I was going to give it away. We're going to eat it myself. A penguin. Yeah. A penguin. Right. I'm sure that over Easter time, some of you will be going to Belfast Zoo, and can I highly recommend it, because it has a new penguin enclosure, and you can actually see the penguins not only waddling about and diving in, you can actually see them swimming underwater. And I could stand, well, not all day, but I could stand for ages watching the penguins swim. They're very comical, aren't they, penguins, where on the land? With their tailcoats. Some people were here on Friday with tailcoats. They weren't comical. But the penguins walking about, you see, with their flippers out like that, and their nice white breasts, and their black suits, they look very comical. But once they get into the water, why, they're splendid swimmers, aren't they? And how well they can swim, and how long they can swim underwater. Penguins. Now, the largest penguin, I am told, is the emperor penguin. And the emperor penguin, I think, grows to either 3.5 or 4 feet tall. And he and she, they do look comical. But the thing I want to tell you about the emperor penguin this morning is this, and I like this story very much, is the care they take over their egg. Now, I couldn't get a penguin's egg, so this is a hen's egg, by the way, hard-boiled in case I drop it. But I want to just demonstrate what the penguins do with their egg. Now, they only lay one egg, emperor penguins, not 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7, just one egg. And you and I know, of course, that they lay their egg, this egg's still warm, by the way, they lay their egg in the Antarctic where it's very cold. And mummy penguin, we'll call her that, mummy emperor penguin, she lays this one egg. There it is lying on the ice, all alone, just one egg. And of course, in the Antarctic, where the penguins live most of the year, there's a very strong wind, and there's all this freezing, freezing cold. So in a very short time, this one egg, well, it would perish, wouldn't it? It would either be blown away into the sea, or the cold would be so intense that any life in that egg would be frozen. So it's a very precious egg, one egg. Now, this is what I like about this story. As soon as mummy penguin lays the egg, you know what she does? She goes for a swim. And she goes for a swim for 2 months. And she leaves daddy penguin all alone. But because daddies are good, daddy penguin takes this egg. Mummy's gone away, you see. And he puts it on his feet. You've got to imagine that's his feet there. And then he pulls a little pouch of skin over the top of that egg and keeps it warm. Did you know that? And here's, he's just a typical man. He stands there for 2 months. 2 months. While mummy's away enjoying herself, she's eating all the seafood she can get, has a great time. Daddy Penguin stands for 2 months, never moves. Doesn't he go for a drink of water? Doesn't go for a peck of food? When he sees all the other penguins enjoying themselves, he says, no, no, I'm not going out tonight. I've got to stay here and guard this egg. That's splendid, but it's very like a male, isn't it? Very like a male. He stands there for 2 months. Then a wonderful thing happens. Exactly 2 months later, mummy comes back. She's got a great big fat tummy because she's been eating all the things she's liked while daddy was starving. And then she comes back, and you know, the moment she comes ashore, she sees all these daddy penguins. There are lots of them standing about. Been standing there for 2 months. And she goes right to the correct dad. Then he pulls the pouch up, and there's that egg. And you know, it starts to hatch exactly when the mummy arrives. Isn't that wonderful? It starts to hatch the moment the mummy arrives. And a little penguin comes out. And then from her big fat tummy, mummy starts to feed that little penguin. Isn't that a wonderful story? Here this egg is laid in this wild, wintry landscape with a wind blowing, freezing temperature. But God has arranged that that egg will be looked after. First of all by the dad, and then when the baby comes out, by the mum. Then of course the daddy can go and he can have something to eat. And I'm sure she has to coax him to go because he's so self-sacrificial. She'll have to say, would you not go, my dear, and take a bite to eat? And eventually she persuades him and he goes off and he has something to eat. When I read that story, I was very impressed. The care of the parents for that one egg. And yet, you know, 1 Peter 5, verse 7 says, God cares for you. Just as though there was only one of you in the whole world. Of course, he cares for everyone who put their faith in him. But if you trust the Lord Jesus today, it's as though you were the only person in the whole world. And God cares for you. It's a difficult world to be a Christian. The wind is blowing, and it's cold and hard. But if you just look up to God today, whether you're a boy or a girl, and say, Lord, will you take care of me? He will. And just as the mummy and daddy penguin have arranged so wonderfully to take care of that egg, God will take care of you. Not only now, but he'll care for you right to the very end of your life. And one day, he'll take you home at last to heaven. And that's why Peter says we needn't worry too much. We can come to God and just ask him to look after us. For just as that one egg is precious to the penguin, so you are precious to God.